At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day, everyone. Danny, Steve, great to see you guys. It was also great to see my husband yesterday. He's been gone for a week, gallivanting around the country.
How many weeks has he gone in a year?
Not very much, but he went to California to see his son, my stepson, and then he went to Texas to see his dad. And so yesterday, he sent me a photo of the Go Cougs plane at the airport, and I'm like, awesome. I love seeing those things.
I don't know if I'd want to fly on something that's for a team that's known for cooging it.
Wow.
That's
sorry.
True, actually.
It seems dangerous.
Well, here I thought he was just sending me the photo of the plane, like, look, it's here at the airport. He actually got to fly in that plane, and I'm very jealous.
Was there anything special about it?
No.
It
just says Go Cougs on the outside of the plane. And I always thought that plane was just for maybe taking the team around or taking, you know, people to Pullman and back. No, I guess it's like all over the place. I didn't even know that.
Any students, are they like the flight attendants? Or
oh, God.
They, like, oh my God. They play the Cougar fight song as you're flying?
And Butch T. Cougar, the T stands for the, by the way, Butch the Cougar is the head flight attendant. They need to step it up on that plane, I think.
Yes.
Well, it's good to be back with you guys, and I'm excited for the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Do they even like refer to like, hey, welcome aboard the Coug?
I don't think so.
No,
it's just so weird. It's just a wrap, I guess. I thought it had very special, you know, trips to make, but I guess it just comes to El Paso sometimes.
Fair enough. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's a special day, especially for our friend Danny V over there, because I know he loves, well, we all love pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But I think none more than Danny V. And today it's Happy National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day, because, you know, it's very specific.
Honestly, I celebrated that over the weekend then, because we went to Moto and we got the all-in, which is everything that you could possibly put on a pizza, but no anchovies. So
that's
all-in.
So you did it.
And it was so good.
What is one topping you absolutely must have?
Oh, pepperoni.
That's not anchovies, of course. What about you, Taryn?
Ooh, I really like, I guess pepperoni would probably be my goat, But I really love any sort of pizza that ends up with like a mushroom on it. Oh, I do. I love mushroom on a pizza.
We are the same person.
We are the same person.
What are you talking about? We're all the same person. I love pineapple on my pizza.
Ew.
Right, guys?
Get out of the studio.
I need a shield to keep it from you two. Oh, man. Last night, Danny and I went to the Kraken game. It was a blast against the Columbus Blue Jackets until the very end, of course. It was a fun game, but the Kraken got a point, ended up losing in a shootout, 2-1. Matt Murray was incredible between the pipes. That guy, it was really fun to watch.
Did you guys stay till the bitter end?
Yes.
You did?
I feel like every time Danny and I go to a game, it ends up in overtime. And more often than not, it even ends up in a shootout. And it's just like, well, what the hell do we do? You got to stay till the end.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on the victory if they can ever pull it off when you're there.
It was rough. But
what time did you get home?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, no.
It was like close to 11, I think. Right? Because the game ended close to 10. I think it was like around 10:45 I got into my house.
Yeah, and then, of course, we're all stressed out from the shootout. So I got home. I didn't go to bed. I was just like awake.
Too rattled.
Yeah, I can't fall asleep now.
Plus, you know, we'll talk more about it later, but we had a rather interesting encounter with our friend Bowie.
Yeah.
So that might have been the highlight of the entire night.
Oh, can't wait to hear about it.
Yes.
Seattle Mariners manager Dan Wilson ended up finishing third in the AL Manager of the Year voting, so obviously they got it wrong.
Yeah, let's check with your son. He had an opinion on that.
What the f***?
That's how I feel about it. The winner was Stephen Boat of the Cleveland Guardians. Runner-up was John Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, both of them, I'm sure their teams did great. That's fantastic. But, I mean, I think, you know, if you're a long-suffering Mariners fan and you see what they did this past season, it just blows my mind that he wasn't Manager of the Year.
In his first full season, Dan Wilson guided us to a 90-72 record, its first AL West title since 2001, and a fantastic and stressful and hopeful playoff run that ended one game shy of us being in the World Series.
And I know this doesn't factor into them picking who Manager of the Year is, but let's not forget also he was like, it still blows my mind that he wasn't a manager ever, like not even in like Little League or, you know, college. Like he just was part of the team, obviously a great player for the Mariners. He was a great ambassador for the Mariners, well loved by everybody within the building, including players, and given an opportunity that some, including I think us, that was like, this seems like a rather lofty opportunity for this guy, not even put him in the minor leagues first, and look what happened.
He's very impressive.
Yes. Also impressive, speaking of pizza, Danny, have you ever been to Bainbridge Island, first of all?
One time.
Okay, well, when you were in Bainbridge Island, did you happen to go to a place called That's a Some Pizza?
No.
That's a Some Pizza.
Look, that's the Italian Steve.
Yeah. Hey-o. Will Grant, the owner of That's a Some Pizza in Bainbridge Island, and Sourdough Willie's in Kingston. Have you been to Sourdough Willie's?
Well, not the pizza place. But.
Okay. That was my problem in college.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's become the first, this is crazy, the first American to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is called the Premio Foley Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pizza World Cup in Rome.
That's insane.
How random is that?
We have an American Pope. We're winning the pizza competitions in Italy. This is crazy.
Yeah, suck it. We can't fight.
America.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 54 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, would you look at the calendar? Today is November 12th, which means in exactly 1 month, on December 12th, we are throwing down Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett with our friends Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more. Grab those tickets right now at KISW.com. Over the weekend, Soundgarden, part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted by Jim Carrey and Chris Cornell's oldest daughter, Lily Cornell Silver.
When the Seattle music scene exploded, it resurrected rock and roll for me. Bands like Mudhoney, Mother Love Bone, Alice in Chains.
Also, he says Mother Love Bone kind of weird. It's like Danny saying Thanksgiving.
Totally.
Mother Love Bone.
Emphasis on the bone.
I did not realize how much of a fan of the Seattle music scene Jim Carrey was, though.
So cool.
And how close he was to the Soundgarden guys to have him be the inductor.
And apparently that dates back to Saturday Night Live they were on together.
Pearl Jam. And of course, Nirvana. I met the band in 1996 when I was hosting Saturday Night Live for the very first time. And I insisted on Soundgarden as the musical guest. During rehearsal, they launched into the dark, epic beauty of Pretty Noose. after the...
Oh, yeah, I 1,000% agree. I went after I watched this, I had to go right to my Apple Music and listen to Pretty News because I was like, I freaking love that song.
After the show, they handed me what is to this day one of my most prized possessions, the Fender Telecaster Chris played on the show. Later that night, Chris showed up at my hotel room with an acoustic guitar and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we wrote some songs. Okay, I may have dreamt that part.
He's just, every once in a while, I'm like, I don't know if I could be, not that I have an opportunity to be friends with Jim Carrey, but I don't know if I could be friends with Jim Carrey because I wouldn't know when he's effing with me or not.
No!
Tonight, we make sure that Chris Cornell, Kim Thiele, Hiro Yamamoto, Matt Cameron, and Ben Shepherd go down in history as one of the most majestic, powerful, and influential bands ever to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long live Chris Cornell and long live Soundgarden.
I thought he did a great job with the induction speech.
Me too. I had goosebumps. It was fantastic.
Okay, so you watched it.
Yes.
I watched all of it. Were you anticipating to be hit so hard emotionally by this whole presentation, performance, everything about... I was like just wiping tears from my eyes. I'm like, what the hell is going on with me? And I realized how much I love the band, but just to see everybody be a part of it.
I don't think it could have been any more special than it was. I mean, it was overwhelmingly emotional and in such a good way. They had some incredible performances with that cast and musicians, including Rusty Cage.
And that's Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless.
Just crushing it.
And it also made me appreciate Matt Cameron. His backing vocals really still fill everything up where it's like, yeah, Chris is not there, but you still get that vibe of Soundgarden because of his backing vocals.
Totally.
And that's Mike McCready on guitar as well. So good.
There's the goosebumps again.
Yeah, it was funny. Did you see, like, there was that part where Jim Carrey introduced the band, and I think I even grabbed that clip because at first it took me, like, half a second to make sense of what he meant by this.
Along with our special guests, Jerry Cantrell, Mike McCready, Brandi Carlile, and my old friend, Taylor Momsen.
And I was like, well, that's a weird flex to brag about being friends with Taylor Momsen, forgetting that she was Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch, and who was The Grinch but Jim Carrey, and they haven't seen each other since that day.
What was it, like a 20, how many years was it, the reunion? Like 20, over 20 years or something like that? Craziness.
I kept seeing articles about that. I'm like, it's funny, like, okay, this is all about Soundgarden, but there's like all these pop culture websites and all these pop culture places that are just talking about the reunion of Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch. And I'm like, what a strange thing that's going on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Highly anticipated moment, Steve.
Yes. Well, I know we have more stuff to do, but it'd be cool to hear from the Rockaholics as well.
Absolutely. If you're a Soundgarden fan, we would love to hear from you. You can call now 206-803-ROCK, and we want to hear those thoughts you have on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, maybe specifically about Soundgarden. 206-803-ROCK. If you caught any of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, call now, and we'll chat with you after Soundgarden.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come on. Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Soundgarden has been officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you watched it over the weekend, we would love to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us what your thoughts were on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. They really had some incredible performances, though, with the musicians that they brought on stage. And one of them was Black Hole Sun.
So it was Brandi Carlile on vocals, and then eventually Taylor Momsen pops back out. She's like, hey, don't forget about me. I got an awesome voice, too.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool. But then on guitar, you had Jerry Cantrell, and he's rocking the KSW rock guitar, which I thought was pretty awesome. So in a way, we were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We totally were.
Yeah, sure. And I love that they had both bassists up there on
so
stage.
So neat.
That was kind of like the part where I started feeling a little... a little emotional about it. It's just like, how cool is it that this band is just such like a cool brotherhood that even if like Hero, who wasn't in the band, you know, forever. I mean, he was in the early years of the band, but then they went on to do incredible things without him, with Ben as their bassist, and they still brought Hero up on stage. And there's Hero and Ben playing bass on this song, and then you got Jerry Cantrell and Brandi Carlile when she part. And I know we have the audio of it when she started singing, and especially that part where like no one sings like you anymore, and that's kind of like become like now a thing that people will say in reference to Chris Cornell, because it's true. Like, no one can sing like him. And you could see her eyes were watering when she sang that part. And I'm like, you're getting me right here. It was so good.
Yes.
And they kept showing Chris's son in the crowd. And he's like kissing. I guess he was wearing Chris's necklace. And that was also, it was just such a love fest for everyone that was connected to the band, whether it be friends and family and other musicians as well.
Yeah, it was definitely, again, I've got goosebumps all over once more, but it just sent chills up my spine with all of those people up there paying such an amazing tribute to the band, the legacy of Chris Cornell. So special.
Someone even just texted in about Taylor Momsen's performance with them when they did Rusty Cage and said, do you think there's a chance to do some kind of tour with Taylor Momsen doing the vocals? I would go to that.
I think they could pull that off if they felt like they, you know, were in a position to.
I saw one of my friends on social media was just like, if they do that, it'll taint the legacy of sound. I'm like, just then don't go. Yeah. Like, again, like, this is, I think, up to... I have that argument when it came to, like, Alice in Chains.
Sure.
Really, any band that replaces a member, especially when they sadly lose a member, like Linkin Park is going through that. I mean, Stone Temple Pilots. If the band wants to get back together and you don't like it, then just don't buy the records or don't go see the show. But for those of us that do want to see this again and celebrate the music of a band that we love, I think that would be incredible to have Taylor do it.
I'm with you 100%. Toni Cornell, Chris Cornell's daughter, and Nancy Wilson also performed Fell on Black Days.
So if I've cured a sick and now, and so if I cradled death, put you down.
I thought it was cool how it was just the two of them,
yeah.
But there was also part of me that was hoping, like, towards the end, the rest of the band would, you know, just be cool to see Chris's daughter up on stage with the whole band. I'm sure they thought this would be a better thing, and I'm who am I to second guess them, but it would be cool to see them perform with her.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. But Nancy's just such a legend, and the Hart sisters, they really did kind of help bring those bands up and always wrap their arms around those guys, so that was really special that she was part of it.
So Chris Novoselic from Nirvana was in the crowd as well. I think if one thing, if anyone like was watching like that's not from around here as an outsider, you realize just how much of a community. It's not just like all these bands that became successful. Like, these were all homies and friends, and like they all kind of became successful around the same time, but like they were still close. And but when you have a guy like Mike McCready up on stage, and Jerry Cantrell and Nancy Wilson and all these artists that were friends with those guys and wanted to be there to celebrate not only just Soundgarden's music, but Chris's life.
It was a beautiful family affair.
Any other highlights for you from... I thought Outkast, that entire thing was freaking great. I had a blast watching that.
I would say Outkast was definitely up there for me. And I thought Cyndi Lauper looked awesome, and I had to Google how old she is. I'm like, how is that woman 72? What is the moisturizer that she's using?
And I finally found a performance of Avril Lavigne where I could actually tolerate it, because it was her performing with Cyndi Lauper doing Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I was like, that was kind of fun. I had a good time watching it.
Look at you. You had fun with the girls.
Yeah, I did. I was having a blast with the girls.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do believe that someone out there is capable of beating you this morning, Steve, even with this impressive record of 351 wins, 123 losses, and 100 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.